Churchill, Inuit, Ka'ugtewak 4, is a town in northern Manitoba, Canada on the west shore of Hudson Bay, roughly 110 kilometers from the Manitoba-Nunavut border. It is most famous for the many polar bears that move toward the shore from inland in the autumn, leading to the nickname Polar Bear Capital of the World that has helped its growing tourism industry. Geography edit. Churchill is located along the Hudson Bay at the 58th parallel north, far above where most Canadian populated areas are located. Churchill is located far from any other towns or cities, with Thompson, approximately 400 kilometers to the south, being the closest larger settlement. Manitoba's provincial capital, Winnipeg, is approximately 1,000 kilometers south of Churchill. History edit. A variety of nomadic Arctic people lived and hunted in this region. The Thule people arrived around AD 1000 from the west, and later evolved into the present-day Inuit culture. The Dene people arrived around 500 from farther north. Since before the time of European contact, the region around Churchill has been predominantly inhabited by the Chipewyan and Cree natives. Europeans first arrived in the area in 1619 when a Danish expedition led by Jens Munk wintered near where Churchill would later stand. Only three of 64 expedition members survived the winter and sailed one of the expedition's two ships, the sloop Lamprey, back to Denmark. Five Danish archaeologists in 1964 discovered remains of the abandoned ship, the Unicorn, a frigate, in the tidal flats some miles from the mouth of the river. Citation needed, the discoveries were all taken to Denmark, some are on display at the National Museum in Copenhagen. After an abortive attempt in 1688-89, in 1717 the Hudson's Bay Company built the first permanent settlement, Churchill River Post, a log fort a few miles upstream from the mouth of the Churchill River. The trading post and river were named after John Churchill, 1st Duke of Marlborough, an ancestor of Winston Churchill, who was governor of the Hudson's Bay Company in the late 17th century. The fort was built mostly to capitalize on the North American fur trade, out of the reach of York Factory. It dealt mainly with the Chipewyan natives living north of the boreal forest. Much of the fur came from as far away as Lake Athabasca and the Rocky Mountains. As part of the Anglo-French dispute for North America, in 1731-1741 the original fort was replaced with Prince of Wales Fort, a large stone fort on the western peninsula at the mouth of the river. In 1782 the fort was captured by the French, led by La Pérouse. Since the British, under Samuel Hearne, were greatly outnumbered and in any event were not soldiers, they surrendered without firing a shot. The leaders agreed that Hearne would be released and given safe passage to England, along with 31 British civilians, in the sloop Severn, on condition that he immediately publish his story A Journey to the Northern Ocean. In return, the British promised that the same number of French prisoners would be released and a British navigator familiar with the waters safely conduct the French from Hudson's Bay at a time of year when the French risked becoming trapped in winter ice. 6. The French made an unsuccessful attempt to demolish the fort. The worst effect was on the natives, who had become dependent on trade goods from the fort, and many of them starved. Extensive reconstruction and stabilization of the fort's remains have taken place since the 1950s. In 1783, Hearne returned to build a new fort, a short distance upriver. Due to its distance from areas of heavy competition between the Northwest Company and the Hudson's Bay Company, it remained a stable, if not profitable, source of furs. Between the years of decline in the fur trade and surfacing of Western agricultural success, Churchill phased into and then back out of obsolescence. After decades of frustration over the monopoly and domination of the Canadian Pacific Railway, Western Canadian governments banded together and argued for the creation of a major new northern shipping harbour on Hudson Bay, linked by rail from Winnipeg. Initially, Port Nelson was selected for this purpose in 1912. After several years of effort and millions of dollars, this project was abandoned and Churchill was selected as the alternative after World War I. Surveys by the Canadian Hydrographic Service ship CSS Acadia opened the way for safe navigation. However, construction and use of the railroad was extremely slow and the rail line itself did not come to Churchill until 1929. Even once the link from farm to port was completed, commercial shipping took many more years to pick up. In 1932, Grant McEwen was the first person to cross through Churchill Customs as a passenger. This was purely due to his determination in taking the Hudson Bay route to Saskatchewan from Britain. Most passengers returned via the St. Lawrence River. In 1942, the United States Army Air Corps established a base called Fort Churchill, located 5 miles east of the town. After World War II, this base was jointly operated by Canada and the United States for experimental and training purposes and was in operation until the mid-1960s. Naval Radio Station Churchill, callsign CFL, was activated as an ionospheric study station by the RCN in support of the U-boat HFDFNet and became operational on August 1, 1943. Around 1949, Churchill became part of the Canadian SUPRAD, Signals Intelligence, Network and remained in that role until it closed its doors in 1968. The Operations and Accommodations Building still remains today but is abandoned. This area was also the site of the Churchill Rocket Research Range, part of Canadian-American Atmospheric Research. Its first rocket was launched in 1956, and it continued to host launches for research until closing in 1984. The site of the former rocket range now hosts the Churchill Northern Study Centre, a facility for Arctic research. Churchill still hosts a rocket range and subsequent Spaceport Canada effort, currently located at Fort Churchill. In the 1950s, the British government considered establishing a site near Churchill for testing their early nuclear weapons, before choosing Australia instead. 7. Starting in the 1980s, the town developed a sizable tourism industry focused on the migration habits of the polar bear. Tourists can safely view polar bears from specially modified buses known as tundra buggies. Use of the buggies helps sustain local tourism, but can also cause damage to the local ecosystem when driven outside the established trails. October and early November are the most feasible times to see polar bears, thousands of which wait on the vast peninsula until the water freezes on Hudson Bay so that they can return to hunt their primary food source, ringed seals. There are also opportunities to see polar bears in the non-winter months, with tours via boat visiting the coastal areas where polar bears can be found both on land and swimming in the sea. Many locals even leave their cars unlocked in case someone needs to make a quick escape from the polar bears in the area. 16. Local authorities maintain a so-called polar bear jail where bears, mostly adolescents, who persistently loiter in or close to town, are held after being tranquilized, pending release back into the wild when the bay freezes over. It is the subject of a poem, Churchill Bear Jail, by Salish Chief Victor H. Arlo. 17. Polar bears were once thought to be solitary animals that would avoid contact with other bears except for mating. In the Churchill region, however, many alliances between bears are made in the fall. These friendships last only until the ice forms, then it is every bear for himself to hunt ringed seals. Beluga whales edit. Thousands of beluga whales, which move into the warmer waters of the Churchill River estuary during July and August to calf, are a major summer attraction. Polar bears are present as well, and can sometimes be seen from boat tours at this time of year. Birds edit. Churchill is also a destination for bird watchers from late May until August. 18. Birders have recorded more than 270 species within a 25 miles, 40 kilometers, radius of Churchill, including snowy owl, tundra swan, American golden plover and gyre falcon. Plus, more than 100 birds, including parasitic jaeger, Smith's longspur, stilt sandpiper, and Harris's sparrow, nest there. 19.